you can't make withdrawals from a checking account or a savings account unless you've made deposits. And in social currency or social capital, you can't go asking for introductions if you don't have enough connections to share with others. So we're looking for people to take that concept of make deposits before you're making withdrawals with your network. Too many people are showing up at networking events looking to make withdrawals with no intentions of making deposits. They don't ask the question, how can I help you? Who are you looking to meet? That's key and integral. When you meet the person who's asking how they can help you, before they're telling you how you can help them, you've met a pay it forward person.
Welcome to Rochester Business Connections, powered by Bauberg Marketing, LLC, where I get the chance to chat with Rochester, New York's very best business owners, entrepreneurs, and thought leaders. I am your host, Ben Albert. Don't forget to subscribe, and remember, we don't do advertisements. My fee for this show is simple. If you gain value from the episode, personally share with a friend and explain your favorite part. Let's get started. I'm here with Greg Taylor. Greg, what's up? How are you this morning?
Ben, I'm doing well. How are you this spring week?
Yeah, it's springtime in Rochester. They just announced, and this will come out in a few weeks, but they just announced the Lilac Festival is going to happen this year. It's going to be a reduced party this year, but it's springtime. Things are back to normal, sorta. And I'm getting hopeful that things are just going to get better.
Yes.
I'm already on a tangent and rambling. Greg is ultimately, he's with Keller Williams Real Estate. Beyond that, he's a great networker. He's a great connector. He's an awesome person to have in your mind, in your network. Awesome person to work with. For anyone who's somewhere under a rock and doesn't know what Keller Williams is, tell us a little bit about what you do for Keller Williams.
I'm with the Keller Williams West brokerage. Keller Williams is the largest real estate firm in the world. And I've been with them for a couple of years now as a realtor, helping people buy, sell, and invest in real estate. I've been an investor in real estate for over 40 years. So I have a special niche in working with people that like to invest in real estate. Help people buy, sell, and invest. That's what I do.
Simply put. Is it luxury homes? Is it for a first-time investor? Are you pigeonholed to anything specific or no?
No, I'm not. I would say a niche would be if you're a novice investor, I'd be a good resource for you. One of the things I also do is I'm a funder. So if people are flipping homes, I'm a private lender. My IRA money funds flippers. So that's a different dimension. So if you're a person looking for to do with some flipping the homes, I can help you find the property. I can help you sell the property and I can help you fund the property. So
yeah.
I also work with mortgage lenders too. So that's a part of my networking. So great firm. Been in the Rochester area for over 10 years and so many of the big hitters in the greater Rochester area have been joining us. I could name Bob Malone and Mark Sewick, Tom DeManicor. The list just goes on and on of people coming on board. A great firm, great people.
Yeah, Keller Williams is world-renowned, great firm. And real estate's a great industry. It seems like if you're looking to flip, if you're looking to sell a home, it's never been a better opportunity. And the question is, who are you going to go to for advice? Who's going to be by your side to help you? The only mistake you can really make is not having a realtor and trying to figure it all out on your own.
Live and learn.
But that's why I want to get to know you personally, Greg, because people are going to want you as an agent more than just the fact you're an agent. I think you're an awesome connector. I think you're value-driven. Specifically, I got introduced to you through the Bravo network. Let's break it down because I know Bravo is a great acronym. What does Bravo mean? And then we'll talk a little bit about it.
Sure. Bravo. Building relationships, adding valuable opportunities. Most networking that I had been doing was go out and meet people. Meet people. You never know what's going to happen when you meet somebody. And it was capricious. It was hope to get lucky activity. It was like being young and single on a Friday evening, hoping to meet that perfect mate.
I love that analogy.
I really wanted to become more focused. And a book that I read changed my thinking entirely. A book by Bob Bodine, who is a recruiter. He's a recruiter in the entertainment and sports fields. He recruits football coaches for the University of Alabama, Roll Tide, Duke basketball coaches, producers for films, lots of celebrities is his base. And he wrote this, it's like a 1 minute manager book called The Power of Who. And in the first paragraphs, he says, stop networking. And I was like, whoa. I get up in the morning to meet people. I love meeting people. Because when I meet people, I can make introductions. I love making introductions.
Stop networking. We're going to lose our audience here. Well, stop networking.
I was like, no. And then the next paragraph said, well, you already know everybody you need to know. Oh, what's that mean? Then I bought a workbook that came with the book. And first exercise is name your 12 closest friends, disciples. He comes from the Bible Belt. And so he broke out the network and he said, you should be in contact with your 12, which is a group of 10 to 15. Inside of that group, there's a group of 3 to 5. And inside of that, there's that one person that can probably finish your sentences. And those are the people that when you stay in touch with them and build relationships with them, they are all you need to know because they will introduce you to their circle of 12. And then I put that together with another concept called Dunbar's number. And Dunbar is a social anthropologist in the UK. And he'd studied social relationships. And he discovered that the Roman armies split their troops at 150. He discovered that no African tribe had more than 150 members. And he questioned whether any insurance salesman had more than 150 Christmas cards to send out. So there's this concept that through Dunbar's studies that you can really only manage 150 relationships. So having my network of 2,400 people on LinkedIn is meaningless. The more isn't the merrier, isn't more beneficial. It's what I can do with my 12. And when I thought about Dunbar's number, that says that my 12 all have me and 11 others in their network. So that means my second level network has 132 people in it that I can get introduced to by people that are most valuable and meaningful to me. So that's my 12 plus 132. That's 144. That's close enough to Dunbar's 150. So it's my connections and their connections at the second level, which really will enable me to meet the people I'm looking to meet. And I can then help those people that are in my circles and in the circles of their connections. So it really focused my efforts. Meeting strangers was no longer the objective. It was better relationships, more purposeful introductions. I do get up in the morning. I come from a background of teaching, training, and coaching. And I started my teaching career when I was 6. I remember vividly, I was on the last stairway to the basement. And my sister Mimi was in the play school desk to the left. And Patty Gould was in the play school desk to the right. And I taught a 4-year-old and a 5-year-old their ABCs and 1, 2, 3s. And when they got it, I was like, oh, that's so cool.
Yeah.
So the aha moment. I became a junior high teacher after I graduated from college. And to watch a kid understand, oh, a common denominator. So like the common denominator of 3 and 4 would be would be 12. Yeah, you got it. And for like 3 and 6, it would be 6. Yeah, that could work.
Yeah. Boom.
Watch the lights go on. So now it's making introductions. Well, you know, I think you and you should have a conversation because I think you'll serve similar populations and can benefit each other. And when I make that introduction and they both call me back and say, that was a fabulous introduction. I didn't see how we were going to connect, but oh my gosh, it was great. Thank you. How can I help you? And I love the how can I help you moments. Mm. That's my story.
I love it. It's amazing that even when you're such a young kid, you were educating, you know, teaching about common denominator. What came to mind was your analogy of going out, you know, having a few drinks at the bar, thinking you'll find a date, and you're really just throwing things in every direction, hoping something sticks. Where's the common denominator in that? And now you've found there's a common denominator between your network and their connections and sharing connections and sharing and adding value. I think it's brilliant. The one thing that came to mind that I was going to give you a little pushback on is if everyone's a Greg Taylor, I'll shout out Kevin, I'll shout out Pat Caulfield. If anyone's like me or you, we're in every single group. So then the math's off because it's like 2 or 3 degrees of separation. The more you connect in Rochester, the more you start to see that people really love giving value to one another. And it almost creates a core group on its own I never define my core group. They just sort of weave their way in. Is that how it generally works?
I think that we have phases of life where our 12 does change. And people float in and out, people relocate. So things happen over time. And our goals change. So who we're looking to meet? My career has been in education. It's been in recruiting. It was in recruiting that I really discovered the value of networking and where I became quite proficient. And then LinkedIn came out and I was like, oh man, why didn't I invent this? This is the way I think. Oh my gosh, this is so much easier. And now it's learning how to optimize LinkedIn because it's virtual, but still learn the virtual tool and pay attention to what matters most. And as your goals change, so I understand the staffing industry, so I can help recruiters because I've been there and done that. And I can add value to recruiters. And I have an interest in working with companies too. So it's been evolving for me. And I think it would evolve for everybody. People come and go in and out of our lives. And our needs change. So I'm trying to use, as a realtor, how often do people buy homes? I've lived in one home for over 30 years now. And consequently, coincidentally, I'm still in touch with that realtor that helped me buy that home and who helped me 40 years ago. Wow. And I consulted with her when I was looking for an organization to join. And but people typically buy homes every 5 to 10 years. And most people don't stay in touch with a realtor because they're not buying a home every year. So I'm like, how do I use my network to build this? And so now I'm focusing my network activities around working with home service providers, because everybody that buys a home from me is going to have a problem with their windows or their garage doors or their gutters need to be cleaned or something has to be painted or they need somebody to fix an appliance. I'm building a network of people who provide home services. So when people buy a home from me, they know that I'm like a home advisor at site. I know people who've had great experiences with great service providers and home services. So I'm working on, that's my focus to my networking now for my current business. But I'm a Rochesterian and I like to connect people who value connecting and building relationships, adding value, creating opportunities. That's what matters most.
And I want to get into Bravo as a core shortly, but the one thing that's just coming to mind is a lot of people, and I'm thinking, wow, I want to connect. I want to be a better connector. I want to be a networker. I understand that I don't want to just show up, hand out 1,000 business cards and hope someone calls me. But okay, I understand. What do I do? Well, where do I start? Is there something that I can start doing today that at least will give me more motivation to continue to connect? Like, where should I begin if I'm a beginner?
Yeah, I think the connecting is easiest for an extrovert, but not everyone's born an extrovert. And introverts are tremendously challenged with networking. And most everyone knows that it's valuable and important, but some people just run away quickly. I hate it. I hate it. I hate it. It doesn't work.
Right.
The most important thing I believe in networking is to become a great listener. And so when you're networking, you don't have to talk about you at all. What you have to do is be an interested listener. So if I am going to an event, I want to be able to say hello to people. And my opening question typically is something like, what brought you here today? Why are you here? Who are you looking to meet? And then more, and listening and asking clarifying questions. I might also ask them open-ended questions about, you know, are you a native Rochesterian? Just be interested in them. And hopefully it becomes conversational. Because otherwise, when it becomes an inquisition, I'm probing and they're getting ready to back away. So you try to hope that they become a conversationalist. And I think I look for conversations and understandings and common interests. You know, you can talk about the weather. Talking about weather in Rochester this week, it's an easy topic of conversation. How about this weather? It's March and it's mild. There's no snow on the ground.
Yeah.
Every average Rochesterian, though, they go, yeah, we're going to pay for this. We love to berate our city, but we stay here. So many Rochesterians. I'm a lifelong Rochesterian. I went to college in Vermont for a year and returned. Siblings have left the area. I like Rochester. It's a good community.
I love it here. I love it here. And I love these tips. I think it was Carnegie. You can correct me if I'm wrong, but he said to be interesting, be interested. And that's what I'm hearing you're saying here. You know, don't go in, look how smart and sexy and all my achievements and look how great of a sales pitch I have. It's, hey, how can I serve you today? Why are you here? I'll tell you, I have a podcast. I'm an introvert. If you bring me into a big marketing event, I'm nervous. And the guy that comes up to me and warms me in and doesn't treat me just like another pawn in their big plan is the guy or gal that's going to get my attention personally. So yeah. I think it's great feedback.
One of the last questions you ask people is, so who are you looking to meet? Because now you can go, okay, I know somebody who's going to be here today. I can make an introduction here. Or it gives you a reason to share your card. Follow up with me. And may I have your card so that I can follow up with you? I typically am no longer growing my LinkedIn network. I used to accept any invitation from people that I've met. Now I'm stretching it out a little bit further. I've met and had ongoing conversations with, follow-up conversations. And I'm pruning my LinkedIn network of people that I'm reaching out to that I haven't spoken to, like, or communicated with on LinkedIn in 14, 15 years. Wow. I will test them. I will reach out and message them. And I will message them three times because life happens. They could be traveling. They could be in the hospital. They could be taking care of an elderly family member or something like that. And three times and they're out. If I'm reaching out to you to see how you're doing, so I'm pruning the network because 150 is really the max.
Mm-hmm.
So that's and most of my networks here in Rochester. I used to have a lot of recruiters in my network back in the day when I was doing that. Yeah, I'm trying to make all the relationships meaningful, mutually beneficial. And it's a matter of asking questions and leaning in and listening. The Zig Ziglar, people don't know how much, don't care how much you know until they know how much you care. That's a great line in networking. Care for others.
Yeah.
Pay it forward.
I think Zig also says something like, if you want to get what you want, give someone what they want.
Yes. Help others get what they want. Yes.
So, and I love what you're saying here because I've grown my network and a struggle of mine. And I think most people is you keep connecting, connect. Let's meet more people. But then the interaction sometimes doesn't go past that first 5 minutes or 30 minute Zoom call and you never reach back out to them. So it's like, okay, you've got this big network, but no one really gives a shit about you. Like and do we really want that? I'd say no. Bravo is a great start to go in and meet people that you haven't met, start building these relationships, add value. What's the O? Wait.
Opportunity.
Build relationships, adding valuable opportunities. Yes. Nailed it. Okay. So how does someone like get in touch with Bravo? Is it virtual? Is it in person? What's your vision for the group?
So Bravo is, it's an evolutionary group and I'm the founder and I want to deny that. I want it to become a collaborative group co-owned by those who are investing in building relationships. So they're privately held. They're not publicly held. People that were attending the early editions of it are being invited now to co-host virtual or in real life meetings. We're trying to co-host meetings with diversity. I'd started this co-hosting with another old white male. So we're trying to get people to co-host two or three people together of different generations, different genders, different cultures, et cetera, races. They can do a meeting based on the theme, offering a presentation. Or it's just using breakout rooms virtually. We'll be doing more live events, but it will become, I hope, a collaborative group where I'm expecting people who are recognized as connectors in my network. I'm taking my best connections and inviting them. And we're inviting them to invite their best connections so that it's never open because we know we're dealing with people that pay it forward, people that are making introductions. Let me digress to a concept that I think is essential for people. And we talk about social capital or social currency. And in a way, it's measuring the what's in the vault. We go to the bank, to do the banking analogy, you can't make withdrawals from a checking account or savings account unless you've made deposits. And in social currency or social capital, you can't go asking for introductions if you don't have enough connections to share with others. So we're looking for people to take that concept of make deposits before you're making withdrawals with your network. Too many people are showing up at networking events looking to make withdrawals with no intentions of making deposits. They don't ask the question, how can I help you? Who are you looking to meet? That's key and integral. When you meet the person who's asking how they can help you, before they're telling you how you can help them, you've met a pay it forward person. So we're looking for pay it forward people in Bravo. We're looking for people who come prepared to make introductions for others. The mindset has to be, how can I help others meet the people they want to meet? If you come with the mindset of, oh, good, maybe I can meet somebody today that can help me, you're not yet ready for our group. So we're taking those people that each of the people I've invited in my 12, if you would, are bringing their 12, because we know these people have social currents. They've made introductions. That's their mindset. They're pay it forward people. It's all about making introductions. So the objective is, if you know people, and we all kind of know people, the introverts know people who are well-connected, well, then start to add value to those people you know that are well-connected by following up with them and say, hey, you know, you've been so good helping me. Who are you looking to meet in the next month? How can I help you? And then be serious about it. Look through your own LinkedIn network and see, who are the people that I can help this person meet? Now you're thinking pay it forward. And as long as you can own that mindset, you will start to prosper. Valuable opportunities and relationships will start to grow for you.
I love this. I want to add on, because what's on my mind is you need to be coming from that place where you're actually trying to help. Because I think at like psychology, and I think of, you know, just, you know, human sociology and just how we work as people, you can take a great persuasive tactic, use it for good. You can also use it for evil, right? And someone could go in with that same bad mentality, only looking for what's in it for me, and just change their verbiage and in a way manipulate people to give them connections. But guess what? Actions speak louder than words. I feel like at some point you're going to be unveiled and your reputation is going to be even worse because you're out here swindling and ruining relationships and hurting people. And my assumption is anyone listening to that isn't that kind of person. And they probably want to join Bravo. Like you said, it's private. How do people get, you know, brought into Bravo? So
to reach into Bravo, you want to analyze. I recommend, again, the book by Bob Bodine, The Power of Who. Take a look at your own network and who are the people that you value most? Who are the people that are most helpful to you? And foster a deeper relationship with them and practice your pay it forward with them. And then ask them if they would like to join you at a Bravo meeting. And they could reach out to me. They could reach out to, you know, reach out, because people, Bravo is still very, very young. I mean, it's writing its first chapters. It could wither away. It's evolutionary. It my vision to get it launched, but it's not my vision to own it. Right. It has to be owned by many people. And my vision will be changed by others' contributions to the group. So it's going to be evolutionary. We're looking for, right now, based on my own network, most of us have networks of people who are 5 years older or younger than us. So I'm a boomer. Shoot me or praise me. my opinion, every generation has its strengths and weaknesses. Boomers have strengths, they have weaknesses. Millennials have strengths, they have weaknesses. To me, I don't care about generational difference. I want to respect generational strengths and overlook generational weaknesses. Blah, 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 blah. It's another whole digression, but
yeah,
look for the best in everybody and help foster it and bring it out, showcase it.
I love that you want to expand Bravo and you want the mission and the vision to grow. I was laughing earlier to myself, just thinking, you know, the mother, the grandparent that's like, you would have never existed if it wasn't for me. I created you. And they are completely correct. And that's why I'm humbled every day just to be alive. Like, the probability of Ben Albert or Greg Taylor existing is so fractional. Like, it's such a small, it's a huge digression, but I'm happy to be alive. Now, the next step is, okay, you did create me, but let me create more and let me help more. And then we can create this whole family tree. Doesn't have to be through, you know, birthing children. It can be through networking, build this tree in the community, starting with the creators, and it grows and it expands. So a lot of people are probably curious. So they can reach out to me. I'm going to reach out to at least 5-10 people myself. But if someone's listening, they can reach out to me and I can bring them in, right?
Yeah. Yes. Yeah. And they have to, they want to approach you with a pay it forward mindset. That's right. What we're looking for. It's all about introductions. We're about making introductions. Who can I introduce them to? And keep that in the front seat and in the back seat. It'll come back. It's karma. You know, it'll come back. Give people your ear. Be a good listener. Give them questions. So you get to know them. Follow up. One of the things I do when I make an introduction is I don't ask permission. Hey, I think you should. I don't think I come from a position of you two should meet. I'm just telling you. Here's their contact info. Here's, you know, boom, you guys should talk to each other. I'll share their LinkedIn profiles. And then 3 to 5 days later, I'll ask them, how did your conversation go? Because a lot of people don't follow up with introductions. I've had people who are job seekers look for leads. And having been a recruiter, I started a group called the August Group way back in 2002. It's still alive today, carried on by others for many years. It still meets 3-4 times a week. And job seekers would, I need to meet somebody at Soleo Communications. Who do you know there? You should talk to Vicky. Okay. I give them Vicky's contact information. I tell Vicky this person's reaching out to them, out to you. You might want to reach out to them to facilitate this. I'll find out that they never contacted Vicky 5 days later. You were asking for my help. Come on. It wasn't a heavy phone. They were expecting your call. I told them to take your call.
Right.
It's important that when you make the introduction that you empower it. I don't know if you want to maybe help this person. You don't know, then that's a lousy introduction. You have to know what a good introduction is and say, I'd ask you to have this conversation, please. You know, I'm asking you to do this. And people go, oh, okay. Okay. You're also asking, hey, by the way, since you're helping in this, how could I help you? Is there somebody you're trying to meet? So every time I make an introduction, I also ask, how can I help you? Who are you trying to meet now? Or is there somebody in your family that's got a pain that needs to meet somebody? Yeah. My sister-in-law. Man, she just had some damage done to her home and she needs a contractor. Do you know some? Now, I know a person that knows who you need to talk to. Boom. And you go back forward. So making introductions, and then after you've made them, it's following up. Mm. How did that go? Because sometimes the introductions are wrong. You got to know that.
It's great feedback. Yeah,
I called Vicky 5 times. She never called me back. Thanks. That's good to know. I'll try to find out what was happening. And if Vicky doesn't answer my calls, I know that I don't introduce Vicky anymore. And I probably eliminate Vicky from my LinkedIn network because she just isn't playing the game anymore.
Right.
It's no longer, she doesn't need a job. So she's not networking. A lot of people in my network were needing jobs. And when I reach out to them now, they go, well, I'm retired. I don't need to talk to Taylor. Boom, dismissed. So those are, you know,
adios.
No value added, but so
you breezed over this, Greg. Did you say you were one of the founders of the August Group?
Yeah, when I was a recruiter, I recruited IT professionals. And the biggest project was the year 2000, Y2K as it was called. And companies spent lots of money in 98 and 99 being ready for January 1st, 2000. And they spent so much money that they spent their 2000 budget and even their 2001 budget in advance in 98 and 99. So there were IT people in the year 2000 that couldn't get jobs. So I was trying to be a recruiter and make a living placing IT people when they were all over the place. So I closed my office and I no longer had an office to go to. Nobody asked me on Monday morning how my weekend was. I was working from home because you can do recruiting virtually. I was like, I got to get out. So I could make this a real long episode. I'll shorten it up. I knew there were IT people who needed to learn how to network. And they knew all about networking because all you do is you put a cable in the back of this computer and a cable in the back of that computer. And that's it. That's network.
Yeah.
And I invited eight software pros to meet me at a restaurant. And four showed up. No, excuse me. Two showed up. Two showed up. And I'm sitting there going, this is a couple of weeks before Christmas. I'm going, where are the other six? Where are they? And the two guys spoke for an hour and a half. And I'm sitting there as a third wheel. And at the end, they say, this was great. Thank you. Every morning, I get up and I watch everybody else go to work. And I figure, why aren't I going to work? What's wrong with me? And they both said the same thing. And now I've got leads for him and he's got leads for me. This was a great meeting. And I'm like, really? If it was a great meeting, six people missed it. Why didn't they come? So we agreed to meet January 2nd. I invited eight people and eight showed up. And to a man, all of them said, hey, can I bring a friend the next time? And I was like, yeah. When do you want to meet? So we met. We were meeting at Perkins. And we agreed to meet in 2 weeks. And we had not eight, but we had 16. We agreed to meet 2 weeks later. We had 32. It kept doubling.
Wow.
Another friend who was an IT, who was a software product development recruiter joined me. And the group is continued today by John Bailey, who was one of the two people at the very first meeting. He's been its shepherd over the decades. It'll hit its 20th anniversary on January 2nd next year. And John's been running groups, his Jumpstart program, for job seekers. They're trying to do some morphing now within the August group to go beyond serving a job seeker population, because that was its focus for years. But that's, yeah, the August group is about 20 years old. It meets presently Mondays with a G10 group.
Mm-hmm.
Tuesdays does some training now with a new group called Move Forward. Wednesday morning has an early birds group. Thursday has an evening group that meets at St. Cecilia's Community Center in Irondequoit. John Bailey has his Victor Power Networking group. All of that is on augustgroup.org.
Mm-hmm.
People want to learn what the group's doing. It's updating its website in the coming of the year. So that's that story.
Yeah. And Greg, I mean, you're obviously so humble in the fact when you mentioned the August group, and that's why I brought it back up, you kind of breezed by it. That's a big deal. I mean, the August group is one of, if not the largest currently running networking groups in Rochester. Most people have heard of it. If you're just hearing about it now, you really should Google the August group and get in touch with, you know, all the meetings. And you were there at the start. That's incredible, Greg.
We created a vision. I was active. It was about 70 hours a week in 2002, 2003, and 2004. And then life changed. My parents both were diagnosed with cancer, and I went to Florida and helped them transition and recover. So, and John Bailey was there fostering the group, and a new leader stepped in with a financial advisor, and he carried it for many years. Yeah. And then there's so many volunteers that have kept it going. Cliff Milligan runs the St. Cecilia's group since 2005, I think. So 15 years, 16 years of Thursday nights, it's over 700 meetings.
Wow.
Lots of service to help people make connections.
Absolutely.
The important thing, the brand is Job Seekers, has been Job Seekers, networking for job seekers. And the challenge is to more than job seekers. Networking is networking, and it's lifelong. You know, when you retire, you still are looking for connections. It's all about relationships. Yep.
I'm not a expert on networking. I'm a little confused. If I'm a job seeker, why am I networking with other job seekers?
You know, a lot of people, a lot of job seekers thought that was stupid. But what makes it simpler is that every job seeker has a spouse. Every job seeker has neighbors. Every job seeker has professional acquaintances. We all have networks and we all have connections. If you're unemployed, that doesn't change. Doesn't mean you're without a network. You've always had a network. You have people with a common situation, and it should be, you should feel understood by others in the group. And those who pay it forward prosper in that group because they get it. They're there to provide leads for others. If you provide leads for others, it'll come back to you in kind. And everybody has neighbors, siblings, former coworkers. We all have connections beyond our household, beyond our employment. Employment doesn't end relationships. You know, it ends a paycheck. We have, so it's just a narrow view. It's just a narrow view that people need to get past. Good question.
Absolutely. We could do five more of these. I'm going to move into the rapid fire round. Short answer question. Some are either or, fill in the blank, just to get to know Greg a little bit at the end here. I want to start with something different. Favorite local cuisine. Do you have a favorite local Rochester? We've got a lot of great eats here.
Oh, boy, you know, with the COVID and being that I'm an old geezer, I got to remember. One of my favorite places was closed a few years ago. It was my go-to place. I'm forgetting. It was a newer discovery. We should go back. Well, I like a place that I do enjoy is Flaherty's in Webster, especially dining outdoors. I used to go to Canelsing Coffee Roasters on East Avenue at Winton. Had many a networking meeting in that coffee shop. And I don't drink coffee.
Oh.
A great little coffee shop.
Yeah.
That was a place I frequented for networking. And I'm a guy that likes brews.
Yeah.
So I will. You can easily put me, if you want to meet with me, name a microbrewery. And I'll join you at a microbrewery. Knuckleheads, a great place that I like. I like Gen Z Brewhouse.
We're gonna have to grab a beer, Greg. I'm saying this publicly because a lot of people know I quit drinking. More than anything, it was a detox, and I'm not over the hill again drinking all the time. But I've found a lot of enjoyment having a beer or two casually. Now that I'm not doing it to try to solve some sort of missing thing inside of me. So I'm back to drinking, guys. Only a beer or two at a time, though. So, Greg, we should grab a beer. And anyone listening, I'm open-minded to it, but we don't have to drink. I'm digressing, but a lot of people know that I stopped drinking. I don't want them to be concerned if they see me having a beer. So I've announced it publicly. I will have a beer with you, but I will not have more than three. Okay, now that I derailed the conversation again, let's go to our, you said you don't drink coffee. Are you a morning person, a night owl?
I'm a morning person. You can call me between 2 and 4 in the morning. I'm trying to overcome that. I'm taking melatonin. I got to get that figured out because a good night's sleep is critical to your brain and memory. Mm-hmm. But I am a morning person. I've always been a morning person. I'm a person that can wake up in 5 minutes. If your ride to the airport failed and you've got to leave at 5:30, you could call me and I could be there within, you know, out of the house in 5 minutes and perky. Too perky for my wife, who likes to isn't the morning woman.
Yeah,
but yeah, I'm a morning person, and I don't.
That doesn't mean we should call you at that time, but it sounds like that you're available.
You can text me. You can text me. You know, I never learned to drink coffee. I've got a sweet tooth, and you can't make coffee sweet enough for me. So I drink tea. I'll drink some sweet tea as a weakness. I have to curb my sweets on that.
Hey, good stuff. I love some sweet tea. Yep. So you network, you obviously need to utilize social media at least a little bit. I say there's nothing better than a phone call, an email, actually meeting someone in person. That's still the number one. Nowadays, it's never been more easy to network because of social media. What do you utilize? If I want to network with you online, where should I find you? On Facebook, Twitter, LinkedIn? What's the best route?
You'll find me on LinkedIn and Facebook. I don't tweet. Tweet was just too much volume, too noisy. Hmm. So I've got a Twitter account, but I don't use it at all, really. I did a little bit with Instagram and some with my photography. I'm a photographer by interest. So, but I really don't participate there. It's Facebook and LinkedIn. Way to engage.
I think
two LinkedIn, social channels.
Facebook and LinkedIn, I think, are great. I think that's a good start. And other people, maybe they're handy. They want to flip a home. Maybe they're looking to find their new home. They're looking to travel, sell their home. There's all sorts of scenarios. How do they get in touch with you for real estate services? Obviously the Facebook and LinkedIn is going to work there as well. Should they just reach you there?
Yeah, they can reach me there. I can, an email address is the easiest probably, greg.taylor.rock@kw.com. And Greg only has one G at each end.
Okay.
A lot of people, got to always clarify that for folks.
I've seen two G's on the back end. I've never seen two G's in the front end.
I haven't either, but you know, somebody might be doing that. Maybe somebody wanted to be a 4G. you know, we got 5G coming out now, so maybe there's going to be a 4G Greg. Could happen. One thing on the real estate, for people who are leaving Rochester, one of the very neat things about Keller Williams being the largest, if you're looking into a community in Tennessee or someplace, I can find you realtors in Tennessee who are partners to work with. I can help you select rather than the first person you meet. So I can pre-screen based on your demographics, your interests, your culture, your values, and get you 3 people to talk to. So it makes it easier to go into another community.
That makes it so much easier. Yeah, make it seamless no matter what community. Keller Williams, massive network.
Yes.
Greg, you've been awesome. I say this a lot, but I actually mean it. I really want to have you back. I think we could do 2 or 3 episodes. I think as Bravo grows, we can talk more about Bravo in the near future. And I'm wondering if there's anything we didn't touch on that the listeners might be interested in that maybe I forgot to ask you.
Well, why not leave that to them to comment on this podcast and questions and topics they'd like to be addressed.
Even better. Yeah.
To be responses.
Leave a comment below. If you're listening at the end here, thank you. Reach out to me if you're interested in Bravo. I can help connect you to the network. Obviously, Greg, vetting that they're a good person, but listen, everyone in my network is badasses. So reach out to me. And thanks again for coming on the show. It's been a lot of fun. Thanks for listening to Rochester Business Connections. Don't forget to share this, rate, and comment on your favorite platform. You can also email me, ben@valbertmarketing.com. Let's connect soon. Until then, keep thriving, everyone. Thank you.